Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time to check the load boards on Dispatching Live. We've got dispatching advice. If you're a family member, if you're a dispatcher, you're just starting out, you've been doing it a long time, maybe you're a broker. Maybe you have difficulty explaining to the shipper that listen, this is a complicated marketplace. Maybe there's an executive in an office window somewhere that just doesn't get what you're going through. Or you just want to tune in and maybe make your day brighter because this really is a hard job. Maybe it's harder than you thought. Or you're just looking for some advice and a second look at a route. We do that too. We do all of that here on Dispatching Live. It's a 90-minute show, so here's what you want to do. Go ahead, do me a favor. Leave me a like. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And below the video, there's a share button. You click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, send it to a friend. Send it to somebody that they need help, they need perspective, they need advice, maybe new ideas. Maybe it's time to mix up the route, maybe take another look. So we're doing that. And maybe you've got a broker or a packet or an insurance question. We talk about all that stuff. So, and if you are in need of help, you know, go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, let us know how we can help you. Please do jump in the live chat, say hello. Murphy Auto Transport Services, Sue is here, and we're going to tune with her in 1 second. Mic check, 1, 2, then let me know how that audio is. Mic check, 1, 2, I think we're okay. And then Carlos is here. What's up, Carlos? ACB Logistics tuning in the house. Thank you, Carlos. Now let's say hello to Sue. Sue, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can, Jay. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Colorado? I'm fine.
Colorado was cool. Yes. Yeah, so, right. We had no show last week because I was live at the IARA in San Antonio. So, here's what we did last week. Ty went to San Antonio. I stayed right here because I'm glued to this chair. And I managed the channel while he went live. And we also roped in some other people to go live on their phones. It was actually pretty amazing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It turned out even better than I had hoped. So I think we're on to something. We may have another format we just developed, which is going live at trade shows. While I stay here, Ty goes there, and we may have just mined another form of content for Auto Transport Intel. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. So, not to brag too hard. Yeah, so I got the horn. Toot my own horn. All right. Well, you know what? Not like we don't do that for 90 minutes on Thursdays.
True.
But we're actually here to help, and I've got some great email stuff. You sent me some stuff, so we will get to news items and stuff soon. But before we do, how's Central Dispatch doing? What's going on?
Well, it's the load board is going up. It did last week again, and it's gone up again. So the last time we were on, we were at 41,661. We're at 44,359. I think last week I checked it when we were on the show and it was up to 4,400 then. So I would say it's like going back and forth between the 4,400 marks just because people are taking loads and, you know, it's going to switch like that.
That's not bad though. That's actually for September.
I was expecting this to have gone down into the 20 ranges by now. But I mean, granted, there's a lot of stuff on here that's probably not legit or multi-brokered or in like, I would say there's loads on here for $25. So that's included in that range too. So, you know, it's not a legit 44,000. It's going to be, I'm going to guess and say our legit is anywhere from 27,000 to maybe 30,000 might be the legit.
I like that. I like the legit. Sue, I really like your legit loads qualification. What are legit loads for anybody just tuning in? You know,
so legit loads are the loads that are not double, triple, quadrupled. I don't know. I saw one yesterday. It was listed 9 times from 9 different brokers. And then you have the loads that, you know, I don't do local loads and I don't think anybody should do loads for 25 $40 either. Just because a tow truck gets paid more money than that. So why do it? So I kind of disqualify those out of there too. I mean, honestly, my base rate, the lowest I'm going to take usually is going to be $250 on any car, because I don't think it's worth your time if you do anything under that, even if it's a local thing. Just because you and I know what a tow truck company is going to charge. You know what they charge if they've got to come and just move the truck onto your trailer as a rollback. You know, that's $150 probably just right there. And they're not even moving the car. So why do anything less than what a tow truck company does? You guys have all the same expenses, you know, maybe more on some occasions, you know what I mean? So why do it for cheap like that? That's one of the reasons why when we're doing loads, I don't do local, like for dispatching, I don't do local, which is like Florida to Florida and stuff like that. I just don't do it because it's not enough money in it. Not even just for me. Once I take my fee off of there and the load paid like $100, what's the point? You guys can do that yourselves and make the full amount of money. So,
well, it's so true is that, I think we have a habit of bringing up topics that, I don't know, maybe they get talked about on the fuel island, but how many people in auto transport are talking and thinking about what tow drivers are charging and making? And it's nothing against tow. That's fine. It's all good.
No.
We are seeing what tow truck drivers won't take posted on the load boards. How do you like that? Right? It's the end of the trash chute at the load board, and I know that's harsh, but you know, when you get to the very end of the buffet and you've got the chicken fried steak from a month ago, you'll find it on the load boards. Okay, let's go to a question. So question: what form of payment do carriers prefer? And I know Ty is asking this. We actually had this question, newsflash. Now a lot of people are contacting Auto Transport Intel. We have carriers, brokers, business owners, service companies. They're asking questions and they want to know. And so what's good is if you chime in, you jump in the live chat, this information is actually going somewhere now. So we know of a large company that really wants to know what form of payment do carriers prefer. So we want to know, and we know it's COD, ACH, and when it comes to the mobile apps, what's the answer there?
Yeah, Ty called me yesterday about this, but he pretended to be somebody else when he called. he was feeling a little froggy yesterday.
God, that's hilarious.
Hey, anyways, and I told him the same thing. He did one of his voices. He said, you know which voice it is. But anyways.
Oh, he was JD.
Yes. Well, is JD the rough and tough guy, or is JD
this
the
is JD
talk like? Okay, well, he did that one too.
F-U. God, it's so funny.
He did that one after the fact. He did the other one.
By the way, Ants is talking about stinking red loads. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah. I hear you. So anyways, I told him the same thing. Cash, you know, certified funds, ACH, Cash App, Zelle. I don't like PayPal. You could do PayPal, but they'll give money back to people. Yeah. Honestly, then the big company he was talking to me about, the first thing I said, because they said, why aren't, you know, picking up their loads? And I told him, well, first off, they have them too cheap.
Oh.
Secondly, what I explained to him is this. I said, if they're their loads and they're taking a pack to a pack someplace, they always put them like 35, 40 cents a mile. If it's an individual load, like a residential load, then they pay appropriately. So that's their biggest problem. And then secondly, like I told him, I said, we have a lack of drivers. Yeah. So you can't put this stuff on there too cheap. They're not going to take it. And then you have new drivers out there that are not allowed to haul for this company either, because they require you to be in business for 90 days and sign up with their board and all that good stuff too. So that's part of their problem. And I don't have a problem with the 90 days. I mean, it sucks if you have a new driver and you're trying to get them loaded. Don't get me wrong, but I get it. I don't get the year thing. I think the year thing is way too far out.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What did you say? A year? What are we talking about?
Ready Auto, you have to be in business for a year. Your MCS to be in a year now.
I thought we were talking about booking loads out a year.
No, God, no. Whoa. God, no. Yeah, that's never going to happen.
No, exactly. Thank God. Although, I'm sure there's contracts that state that kind of stuff. But, okay, we have a few things here. Yeah, I want to talk about RAT, and I want to talk about, Rob Net Never, what else is there to talk about? And then Amelie talking about rates for IAA and Copart. That's actually a good one too. But on this question of best way to get paid, okay, cash, like cash, cash. I mean real cash, actual cash, cash.
Yes.
Then COD, which can be no personal checks. You could do company check,
right.
And that's I mean check in my hand. COD.
Right.
Not this that, fake check.
Not mailed to me.
Yeah, no. That's not COD. Yeah. If you're mailing it, that's not COD. So we got cash.
Not the same.
Check in my hand. Company check in my hand. And then we have, what's the best app? Like, I personally, I do like Cash App. Is that the best app?
The best app, I think, is Cash App.
Okay, Cash App. That's okay. So I think that's the most widely used. It's easy. I don't know why. Zelle hasn't been easy for me to use. Am I the only
one? Me either. I don't use it.
Okay, yeah.
I don't like it. Yeah, and as far as my problem is, I don't want to have multiple of these Cash App things, whatever you want to call it, attached to my checking account.
Right.
I just want one. So that's why I only do Cash App. I've had Cash App for probably 3-4 years, and I've never had any problems with it. Zelle and Venmo. And
Venmo. Okay, Venmo.
Venmo, Zelle. I mean, there's several of those.
What about Venmo? Do you
I didn't like it either. I tried to sign up for it, and it was all wonky, and I was like, screw this. I'm not doing it.
I don't know why. Cash App is so much easier, and I don't know why, and I don't work for Cash App. I don't know why. And what's interesting, okay, so ants, see, check in the mail, that's Net Never. And then Rob, Square owns Cash App. Oh, that's interesting. And PayPal owns Venmo. Do. Oh, thanks, Rob. That's interesting.
Oh, that I knew Square owned Cash App because I also use Square.
Right. Square is super easy. It's a great, What's amazing is that you know what cracks me up about Square is that it plugs into your audio jack. Like what? How did you turn money into audio? I don't know, but I love it.
I don't even use that thing. I get all the information.
Audio money.
And I just put it on there and go. I don't
Venmo
even
is booty. Okay, so we got here we go. Again, so the answer to this question is what forms of payment? Oh wait. Where's ACH? You got cash, you got COD in hand, you got Cash App. Where does ACH fall on this?
ACH is going to be after anything that's not like immediate, because you know and I know ACH, they may say they're putting it in the bank, but it takes 48 to 72 hours usually.
And the problem I've seen is that the corner window executives, when you say ACH, they're like, how much can we charge them for their own money?
Yes. There you go. And there's a lot of companies that do that.
Tell me I'm wrong. I need that mug. Change my mind. I need that mug.
True. Because you've got United Road charges 5% for ACH, quick pay. Then you have Metro charges 3% for ACH, quick pay. Ready doesn't charge anything. Cars Arrive charges 3% for an ACH quick pay. Let's see who else. There's a bunch of them. They all have their own little things. And I've noticed a lot of the new companies that I've been signing up for are charging usually 5%. I know Direct Connect charges 5% for an ACH. And they also use the same payment system that RPM uses. And RPM charges 6%. I think that's.
But did you say, I was shopping for, I found the Change My Mind mug on Amazon while you were talking.
Oh.
So were there any companies that charge over 10% to have your own money?
No.
Not that I know of. Because I've seen some crazy, like... Okay. I probably need to calm down.
You what?
I probably need to calm down because seriously, this whole being charged to have my own money business makes me crazy. That is so unfair.
Well,
with all the other crap we deal with?
Yeah, I know.
It's ridiculous.
And, you know, and that's the thing is either... And here's the thing. Your options are 30 days or you take your fee. You know what I mean? And I have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Too,
wait a minute. Yeah. Why?
But it's just part of it.
All right.
You know, it's been going on for years. What else?
I know it has. And that's it. I don't know why I do this to myself. I don't know why. I should just accept. Just eat the cardboard and sleep, or whatever the thing is now on LinkedIn. Okay. Let's talk about... Oh, don't forget. Hey, you know what's coming up. We still have other news stories coming up. We're already at the quarter after. We got other news stories coming up. At the 1 hour, we got the Play Larry. We got the Ask Larry questions and answers coming up. And don't forget, at the end of the day, we need to hit douche of the day. I think it should be easy.
Which one?
Right. Oh, man, are we having fun. Okay, let's move on to, what do you want to do? Do you want to do Ready Auto Transport 1 year in business or IAA Copart fees?
Let's do the IAA and Copart. He's wanting to know what they pay. Is that what I'm understanding?
I think so. I think it's probably a good time for, you know, this is a big question. What should Salvage pay? What do you need to know?
Right.
Yeah, what's Salvage 101? Take her away.
Okay. Well, all right. So first and foremost, I don't know if everybody knows this, but you can haul direct for IA and Copart. You have to sign up with all this crap and all this, you know, and you can sign up for them and do their loads. However, none of my guys do that. I'll just tell you that right now. I don't know what they pay. I would say they pay fairly well if it's for them, but they also want you to pick up cars for them as well as bring them to them and stuff like that. So most of the times when you go to pick up a car for them, it's going to be a local thing. So if you're set up locally, I could see doing that. I know Kansas City does that, but they're also going to be in ops. So you're going to have a way to, you know, get them on your trailer. And sometimes Copart and IA cars, they don't even have wheels. So that doesn't always work out for your advantage. So now if you're hauling for somebody on Central, they're going to make the price. So it's not like we can make the prices. Now, as far as what they should be made, you know, what you should be taking for them, it all depends on how big of a car haul you are, how much you want to mess with the bullshit that comes with Copart and IA cars, because there's a lot that goes with it. So sometimes Copart and IA cars, they may run, they may not run. Usually they don't run. Copart, you can at least go to their website with a lot number and look up any car to see what they look like. Now, IAA does not allow us to do that. I do not know why. Probably because they don't want us to see their crap, would be my guess. But IAA's new rule for calling to find out if a car is a run and drive is if it turned over. That is an example of that turned over, but guess what happens? You know, there's no wheel kind of thing.
Okay,
and we had that happen to us too.
Check this out, all right? This was already in my news, and we're hitting it now. Somebody sent me this email. Hey, Jay, I booked these two cars that were declared as in-op thanks to the broker. But the funny thing is, when I called the Copart to check on the cars, they said they were run and drive. Okay, so according to this email, the Copart said these are run and drive. Okay, let's take a closer look at these run and drives.
Yeah, did they have the lot number to go look at them?
According to this email,
the email was from Copart.
Uh-huh. They called Copart. Copart said, yeah, no problem. It's a run and drive, according to this email.
Okay, so
unfortunately,
I wouldn't have believed. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I believe this is true because I have been here too. Now, I don't know if the wheel was on the ground, but I do know that a start and lurch is not a run and drive.
Right. But at Copart, though, they could have went to the Copart website and saw this before they sent their driver.
Well, and there's your salvage 101, is that don't leave it up to somebody on the phone that might be texting or checking Reddit or
and
whatever.
Don't care.
Go get the pictures.
Yeah, they don't care.
Go get the pictures.
Yeah.
But now, it is pretty funny.
I've had them. Yeah.
And IA
has done the same thing to
start
us,
and lurch.
But you can't look at IA. That's the problem with IA.
So
that one's both.
And so IAA. See, I thought IAA changed the website where you could look at the photos if you have.
No.
Really?
No.
So how do you verify at IAA that it's not wheels on the ground?
Well, when we call, because they'll tell you, like I said, they consider a run and drive if it turns over. It doesn't matter if it's missing every damn wheel. So what we, when we call to verify an IAA car.
What?
We will ask them exactly, are all four wheels on the ground? Are all four wheels rollable? Now, let me tell you, IAA does not like to answer any of these questions. And usually on some of them, they will not. They won't even tell you if it's paid for or anything. So they always tell you, call your the customer or the broker that gave you the load. Well, you know they're going to lie to you, so don't even go there.
Oh, man. Ouch.
Because they just want you to pick up as their car. They don't care. So what we usually do, if we get an IA that won't give us the right answers, we always call IA in Memphis because they're really cool over there, and they will tell us everything that's going on.
All right. Answer this. How many lug nuts do you think it has?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like literally we say, are there four on the, are four wheels are on the ground, they're on the truck, you know, on the vehicle, is it rollable? And most of the time they'll go look at it for you and tell you yay or nay. Now, if you were to get something like this, like some of my drivers will take this as long as there's a forklift on delivery. Some of them will not. It just depends on the driver. And also their equipment. If they got new equipment, they don't want anything like that on there because, you know, it's going to damage something when it comes off somewhere, somehow. Plus, it's very hard to strap something down like that because you don't have a wheel to attach it to. So keep that in mind.
And now you have a new DOT problem. That is hilarious.
Yes.
Actually.
And as far as like, should you do them or should you not do them? I know that's the real question probably here. The problem is that Copart and IA are probably at least 30 to 40% of what we pick up a week. Because especially now when there's no cars, guess where the cars are going when they crash them? That's Copart and IA. So that's why those cars are there. And a lot of these businesses are buying from Copart and IA anymore because they can't find cars anywhere. So keep in mind, if you kibosh saying going to IA Copart, it will make it harder for you to load your truck and keep your truck loaded. I do have one driver that refuses to do it, but he can take anything. So I can take, you know, 3 2500s and stuff like that. So I can avoid that, but not everybody can avoid Copart and IA. Here's the bigger problem of what's happening with Copart right now. You have to make an appointment now to pick up the car. There is an app. You go in. And you have to put in your, I mean, you set up and then every time you put in your lot number. So listen to this. This is what's going on. If the appointments are full for that day, guess what? You can't pick up the car. I've literally had my owners buying cars from Copart. They could not get an appointment. So the storage started on Friday, but they couldn't get an appointment until the following Wednesday to pick that car up. So, which is not fair to any owners out there, because they've got to pay storage on something that nobody can pick up anyways. So I do know that the owners are calling and getting their money back for those storage days, but I don't think that's going to continue. Are you there, Jay? You have no sound.
I had no sound, but you know what? Okay. I cannot believe what you just told me.
I know. Is that not the craziest shit ever?
You can't wait. Let me get this straight. Yeah. You can't, you have to make an appointment to pick up a Copart car. Is it IAA or Copart or both?
No, just Copart right now, but you know how this works. Usually IAA falls right behind them. But
so you have to make an appointment to pick up a Copart car. If there's no appointments available, you can't pick it up that day.
Right.
Meanwhile,
and you have to get whatever appointment they have.
Right, which could be next week. Meanwhile, the customer's being charged storage anyways.
Right.
That's freaking genius.
Also, like, so you make an appointment. Yeah.
We're in the wrong, but that's way more money than parking.
That's so they can rake them over the coals.
This makes, you know what? The executive in the window office with the ACH scam is thinking, how do we get in on this one? This is genius.
Well, see, like, for example, one of my drivers was making an appointment and he's ready to pick up, say, at 10. And he said the only appointment they have is 3:30. So who wants to wait around for that either? And I think what's going to happen is Copart's going to, well, they may be raking it in from the owners, but it's going to make it almost impossible for transporters to pick these cars up because of this appointment.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
We got to get in this whole, like, scamming. That's why this whole, the stuff I see about we're all in this together and all this, that is so funny. We're not. You got to get in on these scam businesses. This is the appointment thing is genius. How do we make it so car haulers require appointments of
exactly?
How do we do that?
If we make appointments and charge them for not being there when we show up and they make us sit for 2 hours while we're waiting for them to find the keys to the damn car?
Let's require residents to match our schedule. Midnight, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
These are the only available appointments I have.
Yeah.
So do you want your car at midnight or 2 a.m.? Because that's all I got available.
Yeah.
I like this.
True.
This is good.
True.
This is good.
So,
yeah, we got to buy some Copart stock, and then we'll use that money to create less availability for delivery of your vehicle.
Yeah,
there's got to be a way to capitalize, because also there's, you know, what's weird? The rest of the world has a staffing shortage, but it seems like there are tons of transporters available when it comes to, like, the only way stinking red loads on load boards work is if there's too many transporters. So clearly there's too many transporters, right?
Right.
How do we flip the shortage of everybody else on its head with the transport thing? I don't understand. I don't get it. How are there still stinking red loads on the load boards? How?
Well, exactly. And who are taking them? Why are you taking them? Because now I will say, last week was sweet. While you were gone, we made bank last week. And we were like, we actually had everybody loaded on Wednesday for the rest of the week, even. I mean, it was just bing, bang, boom. Wednesday was so crazy last week. We were loads. Like, we couldn't even keep up with it. We were just getting loads. And because we had like, how many drivers? We had like 15 last week. And we were like, just, that's all we could do was get loads. We couldn't even verify them. We were just getting the loads first and then handling after that. This week, not so much. This week has been pulling our hair out.
Finding loads. Is it because of Labor Day? Because of Labor Day, right?
I don't know if that's it. I mean, it's just there wasn't any. First off, the rates have been pretty shitty. and then non-existent on top of that. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've had some good stuff come up, but it's been in between the crappy stuff.
Hey, you know, Emily, here's your opportunity to take a pot shot. Emily says, thank you very much. You guys always answer my questions, not like other channels. Emily?
Oh, sweet.
Go ahead and sound. If you want to sound off, because I tell you what, that's another thing. We see this on YouTube now. There's so much infighting about clickbait and this and that. We kind of, I feel like we've kind of risen above that. We don't really talk about it that much. But if you want to sound off, Emily, go ahead and put it in the live chat. So thank you. That's super cool. We really do appreciate that. And Sue is extremely, extremely helpful and patient and giving with all of her time. We really, Sue, thank you.
You're welcome. I honestly, like we always talk about this, we would rather people know the real deal. And what you got to deal with in this industry. I'm not like Jay always says, we're not rolling around in the money, throwing the bills all over us. Okay.
Well, speak for yourself, because I count my money all day. I count my money and my views. Man, somebody needs to call Jay-Z. I got my money and my views. And by the way, I said Jay-Z because I'm still listening to the Gray album, which is the Danger Mouse mix. You got it. I'm telling you. If you're not in on the Gray album by Danger Mouse, check that out. It's amazing. Let's talk about Ready Auto Transport 1 year. What's going on there?
So when they, you know, opened back up their doors, what has it been, about 2-3 months ago, we tried to get all of our other drivers that were not on there on there. And they've made the new rule that it's a year. You have to be in business for a year. Your MC number has to be a year old, basically, before they're going to sign up any new people again. Now, I would think with what things have been going on again with the lack of drivers and stuff. And you know how many calls I take a day from Ready to see if we're at a certain place? Or we probably take 3 or 4 calls a day from Ready Auto, let alone United Road and other people asking. My favorite part is this: could you give me a quote? And I think it's funny that a broker is asking. Yes, I think it's funny that a broker is asking me what they should be paying. And I always tell them $1 a mile. Yeah. Isn't that nutty?
Yeah.
That's what they call and say. They want a quote.
Wait a minute. Brokers ask you what they should quote? Dude, I tell you what. Can you imagine you're an auto transport owner operator? And you know your expenses, and you're getting pulled over by the DOT, and you're trying to get a loan from a broker that doesn't even have a ballpark for a quote. How did you get that lead?
Well, see, so I think the reason why they ask me for quotes is they have a crappy load on the board. Yeah, and they know it's not moving.
Oh.
So then they ask me what they should be paying. And so I'll tell them what they should be paying. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they hang up the phone. But I've never seen the load go up to what it should be.
We gave them the crappy quote. Yeah, it's not moving. Yeah, we gave them the second crappy quote, too. No, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, call the transporter. Okay, thanks.
Well, and I know what they're doing. You know what they're doing. They're giving the quotes like a normal quote, but this isn't normal times either. And I know, and you know too, that the dealerships, because that's usually what Ready Auto deals with, is dealerships, right? They want the old quotes the way they were back in the day. They only want to pay X. I've always paid this. You know how they're like, I've always paid $200 for this car that normally pays $500. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. And they don't want to raise the rate.
We
and
do that all day. I love
it. It's going to happen. I know.
Actually, yeah, we do that all day. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I think the first time, well, the 10th time I heard we do that all day was probably around the time I thought, yeah, we're going to do a YouTube channel.
They called them 3 times this week.
We're going to do it. We're gonna make a YouTube show. You guys are too good. So you have to be in business for 1 year.
Yep. And then have the proper amount of insurance, you know, like, and fill out their packet. Because they have rules. Like, if you have a 2 to 3, it's this much. 3 to 4, it's this much. That kind of thing for insurance.
That's got to be hard. That's quite a thing to. So they got to fulfill this 1 year requirement, but they have people that don't even know what the quote should be. That is incredible, actually. That is.
Yeah.
That's quite a combination.
Yeah, they call us, and I what's funny that's is awesome. Like I may have a. They'll ask me about the load that they've got that they can't move, and they'll tell me where it's. To and from, and I'll say, I have a driver in that area, but you won't let them haul.
I was just going to say, that's it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Hi, so what will it take for you to get this moved? Oh, okay. That sounds great. Yeah. How long have you been in business? Oh, 11 months? Yeah. Well, shoot.
Sorry. Moving on.
What the heck? Here's a guy. I'm going to vent a bit. Carriers, I will never pull my load from you if I find a better rate out there. So I expect you don't pull your truck from me if you find a better rate. This is happening so often in today's market. It's difficult to establish good relationships with carriers when there's no reciprocating respect. This was posted by a broker. Can't we all just get along?
Well, I have a comment to make.
Yeah.
We were given a 2-pack of trucks down in Dallas going to Kansas City, paying very, very well. We were to pick them up on Friday. And this was a dealership, by the way. We go to pick it up. Cars are gone. The driver calls the dealership and goes, these cars are missing. What's going on? And he said, you guys called and canceled, said you could only fit one of them. And so I dispatched them to another company. Well, nobody called them. And he said, I'm the only driver and I didn't call you. he thinks that they got it cheaper for somebody else to take it, took them off of us. And he gets the notices. I don't get the notices. If I got the notice, I would have handled it right then and there. But he was driving through Colorado and didn't have any signal or anything like that. But either way, we tell the guy that he has to compensate us because this is ridiculous, right? We have to stay over on Saturday just to try to recoup two vehicles. And guess what? He still will not answer the phone for me to this day. We gave him a negative. I don't know if it'll stick because then we're going to go into the negative spiel that I got going on.
Oh, my God. Not the negative subject. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But that's what you're talking about. They say this about having, you know, respect and stuff, but this happens all the time. It's not just the carriers canceling because we find a better rate. It's also these people, brokers. I mean, I've had this happen before where a broker called. They didn't tell me that was what was going on. What they usually tell you is the customer has canceled. That's what they say. The customer has canceled. So I'm sorry, we're taking this off of you. But you and I both know they probably found somebody cheaper to do it.
They went to the somebody went to the wheel of lies. What do we tell them today, Bob? Spin the wheel of lies. Yeah, just
and I'm
tell
sorry.
Them
it's that. It's just part
tell
of
them
the industry.
Tell them the driver already called. Yeah, tell them the driver.
Yeah, yeah.
Blame the dispatcher.
Yeah,
unbelievable. That is amazing. How about this one? I'm tired of this. Does this look familiar, Sue? I'm tired of this S. They want us to do it for $450 because this is good. The customer doesn't want to pay that much. Okay,
so
but
why did you list it?
What did you?
Yes.
That is good. I can't believe, and I'm sure there's no negative for this, right? Like you can't.
No, you can't give a negative.
Oh my God! Wait, you want to give a broker a negative? Oh geez, yeah, no, we can't do that. Yeah. But they flat out lied. Nope. Isn't that fraud? Isn't that misrepresentation? Aren't there federal laws against this in other industries? But this is auto transport. You can do whatever you want. In fact, I think it's a good time for, let's go ahead and, grab your mask and jump right in because this is auto transport. Do whatever you want. Post it for $550, but they can only take it for $450. Or, you don't have an appointment? Too bad. We got one available next week. It's auto transport. It's amazing. Can you do this in other industries? How about, wait a minute. You put laptops on an auto transport load board? Heck yeah, we did. And you know who posted this, Sue? One of your favorite brokers posted this.
Oh.
Like one of your very favorites? I even left up their number of ratings and percentage of positive ratings just in case you could guess.
Does it start with an M?
Nope.
Does it start with a B?
Nope.
Does it start with an R?
No.
Oh my God. Who is it then?
All right. It starts with a G.
Oh.
You love them. Oh God. That's gotcha. So funny. Hey, what is this now? What's the problem here? Oh, okay. Sue, take it away.
So we get this load yesterday and we get it off a load board and it's two vehicles, but nobody knows what the second vehicle is because they don't give us a VIN. And we have to call them. They're like, I don't know what it is. So we have to wait for 30 minutes to figure out if we can even take the load because we don't know what the second vehicle is. It was an F-150, so it was fine. But that's okay. We requested a load on, I think, Monday to go from St. Louis down to Dallas from another big broker. They had it listed as a mix. We called him, and he's like, well, it's this, but I don't know what the other car is either.
Meanwhile, they're on the phone. Have you picked up those cars?
Yes, exactly.
What are they?
Yeah.
Right?
Do you even know?
Yeah, hi. And this, well, you know what I really love about this one, too, is you're picking up at Manheim, Dallas. So you're at the gate.
Yes.
All right. What are you picking up? Buick Enclave and, you know, you're like, stall them. Just stall them. Just tell them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ask them what kind of food they like.
This right, company
we're picking up
too.
At 10:06 or whatever.
And this company in particular, they use a load board, but they never put gate passes on it. So usually they send the gate passes a day later or 2 days later. which doesn't do anybody any good if you're trying to pick it up right then and there or the same day. Because as we all know, this company also never answers the damn phone ever.
Oh, yeah. That's a, well, you know, why answer the phone when you can?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. So we got that one. And what else do we have? Oh, we definitely got, oh, we went through, oh, whoops. Here, let me share. We went through that. That, oh, of course we, you know, so are we seeing, are we spraying as much champagne as we did in the 80s or have things changed at all? I always think when I see this meme, I think of like American Psycho, like Christian Bale with a bloody chainsaw and champagne. That's what I think. Is it just me? Anybody else? All right. Remember, actual pickup, actual delivery. Spray the champagne across the cubicle, across all your friends, high up in the skyscrapers that were built. Oh, it was the dispatcher.
You still need to make that meme with you going.
Oh, speaking of ratings. Okay, let's talk about ratings. So we have reviewed. I love that. That just. Let me get corporate here on you. Dear so-and-so, we have reviewed a negative rating issued to blabbity blah, which has been removed by Central Dispatch. Any rating given must be issued within 30 days of the dispatch date. Mm-hmm. Our records reflect order ID da-da-da was dispatched by doo-doo-doo on 6/24/2021, and the rating was not issued until 8/19/2021, which is beyond the rules of engagement 30-day rule. Unfortunately, this issue must be resolved outside of Central Dispatch. So what's the problem? What happened here, Sue?
So, okay, so this is one we were talking about last week, or not last week, the week before, that they did not pay my driver. It had been 45 days. I gave them a negative. They removed my negative because I got paid. Remember, I showed you guys that he paid us on August 13th, 45 days later. They removed it, so I changed it to a late payment negative, but now they won't keep it on there because it's past the 30 days. So there's no point in giving anybody anything.
But Sue, you didn't follow the rules of engagement 30 days.
How am I supposed to? How can you follow the rules when you got to wait till you get paid to put a late payment on that's 45 days old? But then show them another one. One of my drivers didn't pay a broker fee in time. Okay. It is over the 30 days, but guess what? They kept the negative on there. So explain to me when they decide to follow the rules and when they don't. That's what I want to know.
Well, it's clear. If you're a carrier, if you're a broker.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. There you go. That's it.
And by the way, I think that accent was a combination of like Monty Python and Yogi Bear. I'm going to go with So, yeah, this is kind of crazy. I mean, you literally have an example where they let the negative stay on the carrier, but the broker doesn't get the negative. You have it. It's right here. It's in two pages. This one, rules of engagement, 30-day rule. No negative for you. And then this one, we don't follow that here. Negative for you. Like,
yeah.
And by the way, did you need to make an appointment to give that negative? Yeah, it's pretty funny, Jay. Well, we have to move on. This is auto transport. You have to take your, you know, they stab you in the stomach and then you got to keep moving on. You're trying to keep all the blood in, but you got to keep rolling. Let's move on. We'll come back to Larry in 15 minutes. I don't know. Okay. Oh, so here we go. Okay, so it's not just me and you. Andrea says that doesn't make any sense.
I know. It doesn't to me either.
I mean, it literally makes. Let's go back to that, because this is good stuff. And I realize if you have a window office, you're going to do something else. I'm sure Reddit has way better information right now. But this makes no sense. It's not freaking fair.
No,
is it?
It's not. Totally not.
What's the deal?
And to get a hold of them is like an act of Congress, so you might as well not even bother.
Oh yeah, is there? Let's go ahead and follow that. I enjoy, you know, the like computer guys. They have infinite loops in these terms. What is the loop here? How do you contact? And I know I've got to be careful because there's armies of briefcases available. How do you contact this group?
So the only way that you can contact them is go on to Central Dispatch. You click on contact and then send them an email. Sometimes you get a response. Sometimes you don't. Email.
All right. So you can send them. And really, there's no point. I mean, they've told you that it's a done deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't anything.
They've pretty much
do.
Told me that they're not doing anything
for
me.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
And then you get a thank you. And I just want to say this. If you ever want to be super special in a communication, end it with regards. I love that one. There's something amazing about saying regards. In fact, if you don't know what to name your trucking company, go with Regards Trucking LLC. Give that a shot. Regards. I mean, I think it's regards is an acknowledgement, but really not much else.
No.
In fact, it's barely in it. Regards.
Could you please
also
put a
picture
of your lip?
Regards.
On there for me, kissing my ass. That's what they need to have on there.
Regards. God, I love regards. Okay. I thought this was a trucking show, Sue. Are we doing any... are we searching for vehicles today?
We can, yeah.
I'm going to stop my share. Yep. We probably... I'll tell you what. If nobody has a route scout, Bill's got... I'll go with kindest regards. Even, yeah, exactly. Give me an adjective. Let me know what kind of regards we're talking about. Are we talking about, you know, yeah.
So Silverman's wanting to know, he has a question.
Yes.
Does he anchor loads for your trucks, or are they 100% Central Craigslist dispatch? okay, so like anchor loads, like if they're my personal loads, no. 100% Central. I don't know if you're considering using the other boards as 100% Central, because we use RAT, we use Cars Arrive, we use United Road, Metro Logistics. Those essentially, I guess you could say they're Central Dispatch too, but you can go on their boards before they even load those onto Central Dispatch. Before anybody else sees them, you want to keep track of that too. But other than that, yes, I don't usually have, I'm a broker too. So yes, I have my own loads that I can give to my drivers, which I do on occasion if they're in the area. But my loads are usually East Coast and port drops, and I don't make any of my drivers do anything to do with the port whatsoever, because it's not worth it. It wouldn't matter if they paid you appropriately. If you have to sit at the port all day long and possibly into the next day, don't do it. It's not worth your money.
Do you need an appointment at the port?
So you used to. I don't know if you have to make them now. I think they just line up and wait.
Well, yeah. Oh my!
You saw, you know, the video you put on there where they down there in, was it Freeport, Texas?
Oh my God, that was
they
insane! Were,
yeah, that was insane.
Hey,
Baltimore's like that too.
I got a question. Luca's talk about the backhaul button. Do we not have a backhaul button on the new search? I thought we did. No.
Let's go. See. Yeah.
You know the problem. You know why we don't know? Because nobody uses it.
Yeah. That is so true.
By the way, go ahead and share your screen when you're ready. And if nothing else, let's look at some Florida stuff. That's always a good time.
Okay. But... let's look at this. Is there a backhaul button? Resources?
I thought they had added that. Or I don't know. I don't know
look.
What I'm thinking.
Let's
I don't
go
know
look.
If it was one of them dispatching nightmares I had. Well, it's got reverse route. That would be backhaul, wouldn't it?
Say that again.
You've got a there's a reverse route option, which that's essentially
backhaul.
See
a search along. See, yeah, that would be. Yeah, that's your backhaul.
That's
button.
A backhaul
yeah.
button. All right, so we got reverse route equals backhaul button.
I thought we could put in all and it would come up as all.
So.
Apparently not.
You can't do all?
All right. Well, we're going back.
You're not, well, yeah, you're not clicking around
that's
enough.
That's what it was. It was all. Yeah, no, I'm not clicking enough buttons.
We measure customer service in clicks.
Let's see what it...
It's one of our KPIs, sir. Right there along with how much money we make off of the ACH. II.
And how much does Central Dispatch make a month?
Oh, man. All right. How big of a calculator do you have?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't think I have.
This calculator is big enough to calculate that. I'm not even going to bother.
All right, so I'm going to do Florida to all, and we're going to put in at least $400, and then I'm going to put on here at least 70 cents a mile. Let's see what comes up because I'm just kind of curious. We had 286 miles or 286 loads. Sorry, and what do we got? Well, then, that's a drive away, so that doesn't count. Oh, we have industrial air conditioners.
Perfect.
Oh, and must be tarped. So we're listing stuff for freight on here again.
Oh. Yeah. I'd rather have some laptops.
Yeah. For $200.
How funny is 10 laptops?
That's funny because, are you sure they're going to make it there for $200?
Exactly. are there any specifications? Because we'll just chuck them in the Copart car.
Yep. All right. So, there's two Mercedes-Benz Sprinter cargo vans here for $1,800 a piece going to San Diego. What else we got? Oh, a boat. Every time we go to Florida, there's boats. There's another
boats,
boat.
Boats and laptops.
Two boats.
We already did that show.
Yeah. let's see. What is this?
Great question,
oh,
Silverman.
Gay cabs.
Freight is up almost 100%. Why hasn't cars followed? Well, I think number one, they are very different industries. And number two, that's why so many auto transporters have gone to freight. And three, yeah. Man, because you got to explain to the shipper that it's not Amazon. How much time do you have? I don't know, man. I have no idea how long that'll take. I'm going to go with never. I'm going to go with net never.
Okay, so we got another. We got an RV. We got some golf carts. Five, to be exact. now we got 30.
Yeah, Rob's got a good point. If you're looking for a running lane, follow Hurricane Ida news.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
but Louisiana's better give it 2 weeks.
Yeah,
don't go down there for 2 weeks. At least.
Right, because that's right. What lessons did we learn last time with like Katrina? Because it takes time for it to dry up, right?
Yep.
And then it is, and then they're filling the stadium.
And they got to gather all the cars and then they got to run it through insurance. And I mean, that stuff's not going to start happening for, I would say, 2 weeks.
But it is going to be a giant.
Yep.
And this is much like repo. When you follow industry trends, you've got to curb your enthusiasm, right? Nobody wants to see all these vehicles destroyed by a hurricane, but it is an industry spike, and it's something worth following.
Yep. And then think about the poor people that have to try to go find cars when there's none in existence.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, I didn't even think of that. This is not. Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I was seeing like a dealership is trying to recover, you know, or calculate its losses. If I was a dealership and I even hear of a hurricane, I'm getting my cars out of there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I go down to the bus station and be like, hey, can you move this car for me? How about this? Right? I'd be freaking motivated, dude.
Yeah. Let's see. We got a Tundra with a trailer. Interesting. That's a drive away.
Oh, I like
everybody
those
knows
Coey
what a drive
to slide
away
L.
Is.
What's up with that?
That's
look,
good fan load.
Look at that.
90 cents a mile.
That's it right there. Oh, Coey
hey,
to slide
if anybody
L.
can offer red, that's the way to go.
But what do you
want to go to Louisiana.
before
the
you
reason
start...
why these are paying good is because nobody's going to Louisiana though.
Oh God, you're right. So let's go to the, because isn't it, okay, let's talk about this. Isn't Ida at this point over Mississippi and it's just rain?
There's so much flooding.
Or is there still flooding?
Yeah, but they've got so flooded in Louisiana that you're not going to get in and out. That's okay. Your problem.
Okay.
And they're like, there's places that still don't have power down there and everything else. And that also means that these dealerships are not going to be open either, that are probably getting these cars delivered to. Now, Slidell is probably the Mannheim there, but still.
No, you're right.
They're probably closed.
You're right.
And if you're going to go to Baton Rouge, which Baton Rouge didn't get it like they did, you still have to go through parts of New Orleans to get to Baton Rouge. So I don't know how easy that would be and whether it would be worth doing. Because I like the one going to Lafayette either too, because you're not going to be, Lafayette's on the other side too. They didn't get it, but that doesn't mean you're not going to have to travel through there.
No, Lafayette's between Houston and New Orleans. That's not going to be helpful.
It's about 30 miles past Baton Rouge. I like Lafayette.
Me too.
Good loads getting out of there too.
Even Houma. Isn't it Houma? On the west side of Louisiana?
Houma.
Yeah.
Houma's way down south. I don't do Houma.
Well,
they don't pay enough to go down and up.
Or am I rusty? I'm going to go to my map. You keep going. I want to make sure if it's Houma that I'm thinking. I think it's Houma.
Yeah, it's like Jen said, it's in the bayou.
Alligator Soup Dealership. No, I'm not. Yeah. It's not. I'm thinking of Beaumont and Lake Charles.
Yeah, Lake Charles is next to Houston. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Houma. Holy cow. Now, that's
Lake Charles
a
is as close as you want to get to Houston. Because Houston's impossible to get out of, too, with anything decent.
So what? Okay, so let's keep. Are we seeing anything we like here?
I mean, there's lots of loads on here. Actually, I'm kind of surprised that there is quite a few, and they're not paying bad. I know it's been so usually snowbird season doesn't start yet, but there is a butt ton of loads up in New Jersey and New York and PA going down to Florida, and they're not moving unless you're paying primo dollars. Which is crazy, because usually this is not that time. And I don't know what the rush would be to get to Florida when they've got COVID rampant there either. So I don't know. But we should look at New Jersey next, because there was a lot on there last week when I was looking at them. And I had one I tried to get moved for like 3 weeks out of New Jersey going to Florida.
It's so post-apocalyptic. You got you got Ida, you got COVID. What's going on? What's the problem up north? Didn't Rhode Island just get hit with the hurricane?
Well, I know New Jersey got hit.
You got the fires in
Tahoe.
What else we got? Have you seen Tahoe? Tahoe's on fire, or something.
Yeah.
Insane.
Well, they've got stuff going here in Birmingham. And Mobile that are paying really well. And Mobile didn't get hit, by the way, in Montgomery. I'm kind of surprised. These are actually pretty good. Tallahassee is not in the same place. But.
Right. But yeah. Hamilton. Two pickups, one. I don't know. Tallahassee.
Huntsville?
I'm not.
I've actually gone to Tallahassee and Panama City area the last 2 weeks in a row.
Ooh.
I took three vehicles down to Pensacola and Panama City for $3,000 from Cleveland. They were all $1 a mile.
Oh.
And he's going to be in there tonight delivering, and he goes back to Atlanta. But even from Atlanta, I've got three vehicles from Pensacola going back to Atlanta, by the way. And I think it's only like, was it 300-400 miles? But they're paying, one was paying $650 by itself, and then the two pack is paying $600. So they're paying really well as to get home from there too, which usually a load from Mobile, Panama City, something like that to Atlanta runs anywhere from $200 to $300 a car, which is actually $300 is where you want to be at, if not more. $250 is kind of a little bit over 50 cents a mile, I think, but it's not fantastic. But if you're going to run down there, keep in mind getting out of there is hard to do unless you go into a certain location. The last time I, last week when we had someone down there in that area, we went from there to San Antonio. It was my two car, and he had really good loads going from there to San Antonio. I think they were like $700 or $800 a piece from Panama City going there.
That is pretty good. Well, that's a, what everybody wants to know is, because we get this all the time, how much can I make a week with a three car hauler and a dually? Real answers only. Go.
Real answers. Okay, so I'll give you my answer. There's a lot of factors that are involved in that. One is, how old is your company? Who all can you haul for? What brokers are you allowed to haul for? That kind of thing, because that factors into a huge thing. Number two is, how good or how fast of a driver are you? Because that factors into it as well. I have drivers that follow the ELD, and I have drivers who do not follow the ELD. Doesn't matter to me. I'll move you however you want. That's on you. But on average, a three car, let's say if you are not set up with everybody and you're slow, you're going to run anywhere between $3,500 to $4,500 a week. If you're a faster driver, you're going to run anywhere between, I usually always get $4,500 to over $5,000. During the height of the season, just what, about 3 months ago, some of my three car drivers were making $8,000 a week, easy.
Ah, okay, there we go. And since I'm smarter than everybody else, that's $10,000 a week minimum. Perfect.
Yep, that's what we hear.
Right? And yeah. and now, since I'm going to make a bunch of videos about it, let's just make it $12,000 a week. Right?
Yeah.
All right, that was a good time. That is fun, and it's a learning experience. And it is now time. It is 1 o'clock. It is time to play Are You a Car Shipping Guru? All right. What is this all about, Jay? What are you getting me into this time? Well, here's the deal. Larry is the Quotify Llama. Go to transportautoquoter.com. Because you know what? Hey, here's good news. If you did get the customer lead and you have no idea what to charge, you don't have to guess. You can actually go to transportautoquoter.com, and there's software to help you understand the market today. There's no need to guess. Alexa, open Quotify. Get transportautoquoter.com. And to prove that point, we've got a game show. We got 5 questions. Here's the deal. On Tuesday nights live, every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m., we have 5 questions. I do not know the answers, and we only do the questions on Tuesday nights. Now, what you want to do before Thursday is you want to go to, I'll put it in the live chat here, you want to go to dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry, and you can submit answers. But that window has closed because now it is time to reveal the answers, but questions first. Here we go. Volkswagen introduced the first vehicle with a computer-controlled electronic fuel injection EFI system in what year? Is it 1968, 1979, 1985, or 1992? And if you're on the podcast, thank you so much for tuning in.
I have no clue. 79, I'm going to go with 79.
Actually, I think that's what I might have said. It was either 79 or 85. I think I'm going with it. I'm going to go with 79 as well.
And that one's,
I like that one.
It's hard. That one's hard.
I know it is. It could be 85. All right, I'm going to go with 85. Anybody? Okay. Anybody have a guess? What are you picking?
I'm picking 79.
Chris has 68. He's go, man. Chris is Dang. Risking it all on question one. All right, here we go. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Chris. He got it.
Wow, that's insane.
One for Chris.
And Bill's got 68 too. Well done, you guys. These questions are so hard. Course, I mean, I think originally I was like, well, Stanley Kubrick did 2001 in the 60s. Like, that matters. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2019 Ford Mustang from Knoxville, Tennessee to Rapid City, South Dakota? Now, I went through, you got a sedan, Knoxville, Rapid City. On its face, it seems like a lot, but I'm going with $9.95.
Well, okay, so here's my commentary. Don't do it, first off. And if you're going to do it, you better get paid well because you ain't getting out of there. So I'm going with $13.80 only because that's the only way you get me to do it.
I love it, man. You make me want to change my answer, but I can't win this one anyway. So I'm just going to – I'm going
right. It's probably right. Yours probably right.
Right. But. Because the problem is, as Larry knows, is that this is what it takes to get it moved in today's market. The broker isn't going to be super excited and the carrier – isn't going to be super excited either. $9.95 is what I'm picking. Anybody in the live chat going once, going twice? Oh, Sue, you got
I was right.
Oh, my God. See, Chris?
I am shocked right now.
See, Chris, now hitting a wall. Man, good job. All right, here we go. The Ford F-150 was introduced in what year? 37, 48, 59, 64. Man, this one is hard too. See, I mean, they had like these old terms back in ye old days, but some, I think I picked 48. I might have said 37.
I'm thinking you're right. That would make more sense to me. It's 1948, but
it's one of the first two.
I don't know.
I would think, but I'm just going to be wrong again. Anybody else? These are hard. Rob's on $9.95. Anybody have a year? I'm going to leave this up for a sec because this is a really good one. The F-150, what year did that get introduced? 1937, 1948, 1959, and 1964.
Tell me, I just looked it up and none of the answers are up there for what I just found online. So
really? That's interesting. What was it called before the F-150?
I don't know.
Well, shoot.
1948.
I got it, even though I don't fully understand the answer.
Well, I just looked it up, and it says the F-150 appeared for the first time in 1975. Hmm. Before that, it was an F-100.
Oh,
until 1983.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. F-100. Yeah.
Yeah. But it says the F-150 was in 1975, so I don't know where that's coming from then. Who knows?
I don't know. F this. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2018 Honda Pilot from Reno, Nevada to St. Cloud, Minnesota? Is it 1075, 1225, 1650, or 1890?
I think it's 1225. I think it should be 1650, but I think you're going to come up and say 1225 for some reason.
And I think I said 1650 because, like, you can't get there without driving over every mountain.
Oh, in the Rock, yeah, right? Absolutely.
So it's. I'm going with 1650 on this. Andrea was right. F-100 before F-150. Yep. And I drove past one this week. That's cool. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? All right. Last final guesses in the live chat. Sue's at 1225. Jay's at 1650. I got two today.
Good. I'm glad it's that much.
Yeah. I know, right? It should be. Okay. We got one more question. Here we go.
Okay.
According to the cars.com 2021 American Made Index, what is the most American made vehicle on the market? Is it the Corvette, the Model 3, Expedition, or Odyssey? Now, again, Chevy Corvette, Tesla Model 3, Ford Expedition, or Honda Odyssey. I left out Tesla and Honda. I'm going with Chevy or Ford, since those are, you know.
I think it's got to be Chevy or Ford, too. But
gotta be.
What is it?
from 2021 was the most American-made vehicle on the market? A Corvette, Expedition, a Tesla, or a Honda Odyssey?
Yes, ma'am.
I almost think it's the Ford Expedition.
I know, and I'm okay. So you say Ford, I'll say Chevy. You say Ford, okay. I'll say Chevy. Ford.
Okay. Chevy. Hey.
Thank you, Sue. Party of one.
Okay, all right.
Dude, Bill's got Tesla. Come on, Bill. Get with the program. You say Tesla, okay, I'll say right. Honda. Okay. Okay, Bill says Corvette. Yep. Okay. I do think it's the Corvette, but I know there's a lot of Expeditions. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Expedition is very tempting. What?
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
No way. I'm not sure. I don't know what to say about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That was weird.
That's crazy.
Oh, that is weird. What a weird ending to today's.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Oh my.
Huh. Okay. You know what time it is. Here we go. I got real problems. I got a real mug of real problems. I'm a dispatcher. What in the world? Oh, I've done that one. Yeah, I did that one. I did that one. We got too many shows under our belts now. Oh, I did that one too. Here, I found this one earlier that I didn't do. Here's a real problem. The many, many phone calls leaving messages getting ignored. Real problem.
Yeah.
Every dispatcher's like, yeah, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let's just see if we checked in with all the news. We did the ratings are rigged. That should be a whole segment. Ratings are rigged. I think that's the name of the show for today. Ratings are rigged. Oh, that's so good. Or regards ratings are rigged. I think that's too many words. Hey, Sue, if you want to go ahead and share your screen, we got another 15, 20 minutes of show left. Let's read some live chats here. Yeah, Chevy, Ford, I know. The keyword I think is American made. Does that mean most of the parts come from the U.S.? Good. That's another good question. Because that's, you know what's interesting? And that's, I'm just kidding. We can't get too hung up on where stuff gets made because it's, you're never going to really know. I know, that's nuts. But like iPhones are made of Foxconn, that's in China. So, you know, what are you going to burn your iPhone because you don't like the, point is that, and if you ask where the tier one, tier two, tier three suppliers, tier one suppliers supply the automakers with a mostly finished major part. Yeah, was that a made in America? I'm just saying. I don't know. If you're going to burn everything that wasn't made in America, I don't think you got much left. Let's go see what's going on.
Where is my page? I wanted to look at a New Jersey and kind of look and see what was out of there going to Florida. So also we need to figure out who the douche of the day is too.
Oh, right? I love it. Thank you. Right now somebody's like, it's Jay. Okay. No, I'm not available.
Oh my God. All right.
I'm going to go with 10 laptops.
What I put in was
No, I'm going to go with, wait a minute, not 10 laptops. What was that one load? Let's go with this, the dumbest load. I'm going to go with the dumbest load. Let's find the dumbest load right now. What are you searching?
Okay. I've got New Jersey going up to Orlando, Florida. Let's see what's on here.
Or is it whoever the one-way street on the negative ratings? Maybe. Maybe in the running.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or should it be the person, or should it be the company that handles the ratings for this stuff?
Okay, now. Can't criticize the, right?
Jay threw a flag on me.
I didn't. It wasn't that. That was management did that.
Well, true. All right. Let's see.
How about whoever decided you have to have a Copart appointment? That is pretty douchey.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that one. That's stupid too.
Man.
Let's see. So there's a bunch of loads going down here. And they're paying decent, which is weird. Then you have some crappy ones. Like here's a 2-pack for 45 cents a mile. They're actually, there's like 77 cents a mile on here, Jay. That's why I said, are they moving to Florida all of a sudden? It's not snowbird season. That usually doesn't happen until, November, right?
It's to go COVID
to
season.
Florida for Christmas. Yeah, we're going to COVID season.
Oh, my
there
God.
You go.
Canceled.
But really, I mean, what's this? Oh, 2 Fargo vans. That's pretty good money, though, right there.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think you have some wiggle room on this stuff going from New Jersey to Florida because there's so many loads on here and they're not moving. So if one of them doesn't go up on the price, go to the next one.
Hey, Brian says Copart appointments actually have worked good for him, though. The thing is, though, Brian,
really?
Okay, here's my question. You're right. And I should have gathered more information before I went all high and mighty. The thing is, what kind of appointments can you make? Is it for a day? Is it a 5-minute window? What are we talking about? That's why.
No. Okay, so you have to make them. I think you can make them the day ahead, but you have to have a time, and you have to show up for that time.
See, I don't.
What
like
I was told
that.
By one of my drivers is, you only have a 30-minute window, or they kick you out.
No.
So if your appointment's at 3, you got to be there at the latest 3:30.
No, that is no.
Yeah.
No. I want to then impose upon them a rule that I get to make.
Yeah.
Like, today you can only eat vegetables. Why not?
$2.50.
It's not that bad. And then tomorrow you can only eat bread.
Well, like, for example, I'll give you guys, Pennsburg, PA is like the worst one for Copart. This is the one I was talking about that was 3 days, 4 days out. Before we knew that they were making the appointments mandatory, we had a Pennsburg to pick up for my guy that lives in Wilmington, Delaware. And we called to make the appointment and they said it was 5 days out. And of course, you just so everybody knows, I know these customers think we're making this shit up, but we're not.
Is this because of COVID?
This is really how it goes.
Or is this forever?
No. I don't think this has anything to do with COVID at all, to be honest with you. I think this is what they're just doing.
I'm trying to find a way to stay reasonable.
Inventory.
I can't find it, though.
Oh. I don't think it's
how
COVID,
many,
sorry.
How many appointments?
Find something else.
Oh, I think it's... in logistics, you can't draw these constraints. It's not reasonable. How many appointments a day do they do?
Yeah,
is it
because...
one
like
appointment every 30 minutes?
Well, I'm wondering if you have to make them for a 3 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock. So, really... that means only 8 appointments for the
and
day?
Brian,
that doesn't make any sense.
Brian is being very reasonable. He's like, day ahead, pick a rough time. I'm in, I'm out, it's easy peasy. You know, they tell jokes. There's donuts. Okay.
It's going to be more than that.
But Brian, you make it sound so easy. You're making me think I'm being unreasonable over here. Am I? Am I being? Is it me?
They had Sue, to pick a me? Rough time. No, they. I've been told that you have to. We couldn't get a rough time at all. In fact, we had a guy that picked up in Atlanta, Georgia. He had to make the appointment at 4:30, and that's the only one they had. And he had to wait until that time at 4:30, and they close at 4:30. Just so everybody knows. We barely got loaded.
And they says they now, offer 20 an hour. Wow.
And I'm sure some places that are not as busy as others, getting in and out of there is easier. But there's going to be some hot spots that they're not going to let you do that on. And apparently Pennsburg, PA is one of those hot spots.
Question, where do you make the appointment? Do you go on the website? Do you make a phone call? How do you do that?
The drivers have to have their own, they make up their own app. They give them their own username and password with their DOT number. Then when you go to make your appointment, you put in the lot number of the vehicle that you're picking up and maybe the buyer number, I can't remember. And then you set up your appointment then.
Can the dispatcher do this for the driver?
No.
It
has to be.
Why can't the dispatcher?
It has to be from their phone. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It has to be from their phone? Is there an eye scan? And, do they take blood,
Here's the
too?
Funny part. One of my owner has, like three trucks on the road. So he goes and makes the appointments for the drivers. And the other day, the driver showed up in Louisiana at one of them. And they're like, you're not the one that made the appointment. This is supposed to be so-and-so. And so Jermaine had to call the Copart and say, yes, it's my phone, but it's my company. I make my appointments for the drivers, and they finally let him pick it up.
Wow. Awesome. I love it, man. Red tape is so cool.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's a start and lurch, and the wheel's around here somewhere.
Oh, they got another... two cargo vans going down to St. Pete.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We got less than 10 minutes. If you have anything to add, I did see, did we have a... Oh, Rob is asking if we can look at anything in the Sacramento area.
We can do that.
Single... Okay.
Sacramento. So
pick up Sacramento, and then where's Rob from? Are we going back to where Rob is from? And they geo-track you when you arrive? How cool. Wow, that's
yeah. You
awesome.
Have to put on the app you've arrived, like you're picking up your food at the restaurant.
Oh,
I've
wow.
arrived. I'm in this car.
Ooh, it's Transport Dash, huh?
Yeah. Sacramento. Come on, I'm not spelling it right. There you go. Thank you. I think Rob hasn't been on in a while. Rob also has some place in Missouri he's from too, right, Rob?
I can't remember.
I think we've done this before, but I think he's up north, or are you in LA? I can't remember.
California. Somebody right now is like Transport. They're Googling Transport Dash LLC, right? I got $5. I'm going to go see if Transport
Dash
is available.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I bet you.
If there was an app that says, okay, I need my car moved, and you push the button, and then just some random driver picks it up and brings it to you.
Transport Dash. Ooh. I guess somebody
owns
it and is selling it. Dude, Transport Dash is $2,800 right now. TransportDash.com.
Really?
Somebody already figured this out. But you can get TransportDash.net for $15. Stinking dog.
All right, Rob. Let's see. I'm just going to put Sacramento, California to California because I have a feeling that's maybe what we're doing. I'm not sure. Is he answering us yet? See, Brian, I do not agree with that. My drivers are still sitting there sometimes for 2 to 3 hours.
Brian is living a different life. Brian, where, Brian? Please tell us where, Brian. And where are you talking about, Sue? We gotta. What are we talking about?
Georgia, Atlanta area. We had four picking up in Ellenwood. He sat there for 3.5 hours, and he had an appointment.
Sure. All right. So Atlanta's down. Brian, where? He's gonna say something like Salt Lake City, or Missoula. Like, the Missoula Copart is a breeze.
in Montana, really.
Yeah, probably because there's nobody there.
Okay.
Tennessee, South Carolina, and North Carolina, he said.
Interesting.
I do Lebanon, Tennessee on occasion, but I haven't been there in a while. And on occasion, we do some stuff in North Carolina. Ohio, you're right. We went to Lorain just the other day, and I don't think he had to wait that long. Of course, we didn't end up taking the vehicle because they wouldn't load the vehicle, but that's beside the point. Just so everybody knows, does everybody know that at Coparts and IAs, that if they're over a certain size of vehicle, they will not load the damn things? And we had two 3500s at Copart Lorain paying outrageous money, and they would not load them because they do not run and drive. We were told they did, but then we got there, they're like, we can't turn it over and we can't load it, so bye-bye. Sorry.
Get out your winch.
So, Rob, I just... Oh, he's going to Ohio. All right, I put in California. Let me go put that back in there.
There's a sign above the window that says, warm up your winch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Don't have one of those. And then the customer wanted us to stay and hire a rollback to put it on the trailer.
What?
I'm like, yeah.
Hire a rollback? I said, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, to put it on our trailer. I'm like, I don't have time.
Not to mention, there's no money left after a rollback. You know why? Because they have a price list that they charge. They don't just... the tow industry doesn't...
Oh, well, we didn't have to...
Oh.
We didn't have to pay for it. He was going to pay for it.
Oh, he was going to pay. But we don't have time.
Yeah, but still, who has time? Yeah, I mean... We're on an ELD. How long does it take to get the rollback there?
I'll hire a rollback because I've got plenty of money left because you didn't get it.
Hey, Rob, this is a really good one. I don't know where you're going at into Ohio, but look at this BMW on here right now. $1,000 you don't hardly see. There's a Cleveland that's up of Tahoe Vista. Just so everybody knows, I'm saying really good because this is not usually the stuff out of California is cheap. So,
Think of 42 cents a mile for 2,400 miles, and it's something you just throw it on the trailer, and it's COD. Yeah, I'll go with that. BMW, that's a small car. That is a small car.
You want a quote?
That'll work.
We've done them before, so you have to look and see what
she's wheeling and dealing. We only got a couple minutes left. I want to thank everybody for joining the show today. Thank you guys so much for jumping into the live chat, saying hello. Hopefully, Rob, that car helps out. We do a lot of cars. We've been moving a ton of solar panel trailers out to California. That's interesting. Really. That is really interesting.
Well, here's another Sacramento to Columbus for $1,150, a little tiny Kia Soul.
Interesting. Okay, good. That's in which you could put Columbus with Millersburg, right?
That it says he only needs one, right?
Oh, is it one? I think you're right.
So we're just looking for the best paying load, but I just don't know where he's going at into Ohio. I mean, it could
Honda
be
Honda Pilot, Livermore. Livermore, yeah. There's actually seems to be a few. Shoot, you could almost build a route Sacramento to Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually surprised there's quite a bit on here.
Right?
There's a Tesla.
I can't think of the last time I said that about Sacramento.
Here's a Tesla Model 3 going from Sacramento to Cleveland area for $1,235. That's at least 52 cents a mile.
After that Larry question, Tesla will never be the same.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? That's crazy.
No.
It just depends on where you're going in to Ohio, so it's kind of hard to tell you which one to grab. But, I mean, obviously you're going to grab the best paying load. That's what I would do. And then I would still always ask for more money just to ask. But I have a feeling some of the stuff is moving if it's over $1,000 would be my guess.
Okay, Sue, it is now time. We have got to, we got to find out. Sue, it's 1:30. So who is the douche of the day? What's it going to be? And we want the live chat input. Douche of the day, the douche of the day award. I know it should be of the week, but I like the D thing. Douche of the day award this week goes to...
I know who it should go to, but I can't say the name of the company. So.
She knows who it should go to, but she can't say the name of the company. Sounds like it's well deserved. Can you give any? Yeah. Can you give us any hints?
Honestly, I would give it to the broker that did not pay my driver, that we got our negative removed for 45 days, and we can't even. And this is what really irritates the crap out of me. This same broker has done this to two of my drivers, and neither of the negatives have stayed on.
So it is, it's fully rigged. Now they know the deal. Yeah. In fact, they put mark it on the calendar. Okay, here's where the load was delivered. This is where we're going to pay. This is where we're going to fight the negative and go, right? Yeah. And then they're just like, you know. And then when they come in the mornings, they're like, what day is it on that guy? Oh, we got two more days? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And let's, in the meantime, let's post some laptops and, other crap. And great. Make some promises, pick some pizza toppings. We'll make some extra money off ACH today.
Yes, they're pretty light.
There's a whole day of rigging to do. All right. Well, I'd say cool. That does sound like a douche of the day award winner, Sue.
I wish I could say his name.
Man, I know, right? Well, one of these days, I will say this. We thank you guys so much. We're making small progress. The word is out. People are emailing. People are tuning in. I don't know if it matters beyond that, actually. But we do appreciate your time and input. Sue, thank you so much for another great day. This was a...
No problem.
Very interesting day.
Yes. Aren't they all? We usually have interesting days.
We do. The Thursdays are fascinating. So keep those emails coming. Listen, seriously, if you've got something that needs to be on Dispatching Live or a Tuesday night or whatever, send in the news. Send it to autotransportintel@gmail.com, whether it's an email or whatever, and I will blur out company names because none of us want that kind of trouble, but we're talking about what's not working in auto transport, which means this show will probably run forever. So, don't forget to make your appointment. Stay safe, everybody, and we'll see you soon. Thank you, Sue. Say goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue.